turn to Genesis chapter 4. Also, Exodus chapter 2, Judges chapter 11, 2 Chronicles chapter 21. We'll read one verse out of each of these chapters. But in Genesis 4, in verse 3, "And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord." In the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 23, "And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage." Then in the book of Judges, chapter 11, I'd like to read verse 4. "And it came to pass, in process of time, that the children of Ammon made war against Israel." And then in 2 Chronicles chapter 21, and we'd like to read verse 19. "And it came to pass that in process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness. So he died of sore diseases. His people made no burning for him like the burning of his fathers." We notice in each of these verses there is a common phrase. We want to take the thought of the message from that phrase found in each of these verses. In Genesis 4 and verse 3, we read, "In the process of time, it came to pass." In the process of time, it came to pass. In the other three verses that we read, "It came to pass in process of time." So in these verses, we read of the process of time. Now the word process, of course, simply means the course of time. It means the continuing development of time. And in each of these verses, we read that in the course of time, or in the continuing development of time, it came to pass. And the phrase, "it came to pass," we've preached on this phrase before, but it's very common phrase in the Word of God. It occurs about 438 times in the Word of God. "It came to pass." The word "pass" means to take place. So in the course of time, such and such took place. The word "pass" means to happen. In the process of time, certain things happened. It also means to occur. But also the word "pass" means to go from one place to another place. You pass from one place or one time to another time. So in the course and development of time, as we all know, things take place. Things happen. Things occur. In the course and development of time, there are changes. We go from one situation to another situation. We go from one circumstance to another. So, in our lives, there has been the process of time. You can't stop it. You cannot stop the process of time. Oh, there are times we wish we could, but you can't. Time continues on. And in that process of time, in our lives, much has come to pass. Much has taken place. And there have been many changes. And for the rest of our lives, however long that will be, the process of time will continue. And in that process of time, things will come to pass. Things will take place. Things will happen. Things will occur. There will be changes that we will go through in the process of time. So I want to speak this morning on the subject, happenings and occurrences in the process of time. I want to consider, first of all, some of the events of the process of time. There, of course, is a mystery concerning the process of time. There is an uncertainty concerning the process of time. There is a mystery and uncertainty both of the process of time. We know not how long it's going to be. But there is also a mystery and an uncertainty of the events that are going to take place in the process of time. We read in Proverbs 27 in verse 1, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow." And what that is simply saying is, do not assume tomorrow. Do not assume that you have tomorrow. Because the process of time is all mysterious to you and I. We all have a certain amount of time allotted to us. That's true of everyone here. And none of us know when that allotment of time will be up. None of us know that. It may be 5 minutes from now. It may be 5 years from now. It may be 50 years from now. We all have an allotment of time, and we do not know when it will end. We also go on in Proverbs 27 and verse 1. Not only are we not to boast thyself of tomorrow, but he goes on and says, "For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Now, that verse tells us that we cannot assume tomorrow because the process of time is mysterious. But we also, we know not what a day may bring forth, or we know not what the process of time, what may occur in the process of time. We do not know how much time we have, and we do not know what is going to happen in the time span that we do have. So there is a mystery, and there is an uncertainty. Paul said in Acts 20, in verse 22, he said, "And now I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there." Now that's true of everywhere you and I go. We may say, "I'm going to go to such and such a place tomorrow." And you may go to such and such a place, but you have no idea what is going to happen in that place. You have no idea. Oh, you think, "I'm going to such and such a place, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and then from there I'm going to go here, and I'm going to do this and that." And all of that might happen, but it might not. You have no idea what is going to happen from place to place. So with Paul, we can say, "I'm going to go to such and such a place, but I don't know what's going to happen when I get there." And that's true. That's always true. We don't know what's going to happen when we walk out this door and the time we get to our car. You have no idea. So whenever and wherever you and I go, we do not know what might come to pass in any given place on any given day. Now, what comes to pass in the process of time, as we look at our lives, you see that there is a great variety. A variety of things have happened. I mean, look at your life. A variety of things have happened in your process of time. In the short amount of time that you and I have lived, a great variety of things have happened. There has been a variety of blessings. There has been a variety of joys. There has been a variety of happiness. There has been a wide variety of gains. There has been a wide variety of privileges and opportunities. That's true of all of us. In the process of time, there has been a variety of these things. And there will continue to be a variety of those things. But also in the process of time, there has been a variety of sorrows. There has been a variety of afflictions. There has been a variety of pains. And you may say, well, I haven't had those afflictions and pains yet. Well, if your process of time continues on, you will. I mean, in the process of time, there will be some afflictions. In the process of time, there will be some pain. In the process of time, there will be some sickness. There will be some adversity. There will be some losses. There will be some troubles. There will be some difficulties. There will be some temptations. There's going to be some battles to fight. There's going to be some battles to win and to be defeated in. There are going to be disappointments. And on you can go. In the process of time, these things come in great variety. So there are also a wide variety of experiences. In our lifetime, we have all had a variety of experiences. We have had a variety of circumstances. We have had a variety of situations. There are mountaintop experiences where we are on top of the world. And there are valley experiences. There are times when we, like Peter, are walking on water, and then at other times we're sinking. I mean, there in the process of time, we can pass from one situation to another without warning. There are exhilarating times, and there are distressful times. There are peaceful times, there are calm times, and there are times of great turmoil. In the process of time, there is a great variety of experiences. In the process of time, there are times when the sailing is smooth, and there are other times when we are tossed with the waves and it looks like we're going to sink. There are times when we have great courage. And then there are other times where we're afraid of our own shadow. In the process of time, things come to pass. There are times of assurance. There are times when we are absolutely persuaded. And then there are other times when we have doubts in our hearts and in our minds. There are times of success, and there are times of failure. There are times of victory, and there are times of defeat. There are times when we can see clearly, and there are other times that all we can see is darkness. We can't see anything. There are times of refreshment, there are times of plenty, and there are times of dryness, and there are times of famine. But in the process of time, you and I have a wide variety of experiences. What comes to pass, whatever it might be, whenever it might be, whatever comes to pass in the process of time, we all know by experience can bring great change. Can bring great change. Without any warning whatsoever, our whole lives can be changed, either to the good or to the worse, either for the better or for the worse, without any warning whatsoever. In the process of time, without any advance notice, great change can occur in our lives. As we've said, it just takes one phone call, one trip to the doctor. I mean, it could be anything. And our whole lives can change. In a matter of seconds, we can go from one condition to another, just in a split second. You get in a serious car wreck, in a split second, you can go from one condition to another. In a split second, we can go from one situation and one circumstance to another. It came to pass in the process of time. Without warning, sudden change can occur. Without any notice, we can go from joy and happiness to unbelievable sorrow and grief. Without any notice whatsoever. Without any notice, we can go from abundance to loss. Again, without any notice whatsoever. We can go from that mountaintop to the valley without any notice. We can go from being on top of the world to the world being on top of us, just like that. In the process of time, it came to pass. We can go from not having a care in the world, to being overwhelmed with the cares of the world. We can go from health to sickness and vice versa. And we can go, and the skies can change, the winds can change without any notice whatsoever. My point is, in the process of time, many changes take place. And many of those changes you will not see coming. You will not see coming. And many of those changes you will not be prepared for. There's no way to prepare for them because you don't know what's coming. In the process of time, it came to pass. But for you and I that are saved, there are, though it is mysterious, concerning the process of time and concerning what comes to pass in the process of time, those things are mysterious. Yet as children of God, we have some assurances all through the process of time. And whatever comes to pass, there are some things that you and I can be absolutely certain of. In the process of time, and whatever comes to pass in the process of time, God is sovereign and God is in control. Whatever happens, God's in control. I mean, I've got to believe that. I mean, if I believe the Word of God, I've got to believe that because that's what it says. Now, I may not understand why certain things happen, but if I just know God is in control, and we can know that, in the process of time, it will come to pass. And I am glad that I know that whatever comes to pass is not governed by the course and nature of time. Whatever comes to pass is not governed by chance. There are no accidents in a world that is governed and controlled by God. You say, well, explain why such and such happens if God is in control. I don't need to explain it. All I need to know is that God is in control and trust that and believe that. It's not for me to explain. It's God's business. So whatever comes to pass, it is God who is regulating the affairs of this earth today. Whatever comes to pass, it is God. It is God that reigns supreme in heaven and in earth. Whatever comes to pass, it is God. It is God who is on the throne of the universe. Whatever comes to pass, it is God who is the King. King of kings. It is God who is directing. It is God who is fulfilling His purpose. I wouldn't want it any other way. I don't know why anybody would want it any other way. God is in control. Whatever comes to pass in the process of time, God is everything that He's always been. In other words, amidst all the change, God's the same. You and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen in the presidential elections, if we're even here then. We don't know. But whatever it is, whatever happens today, whatever happens tomorrow, whatever happens if God allows us to live in November and after that, God's in control. God's in control of it all. Whatever comes to pass, God is almighty, and I need to trust Him. Whatever comes to pass, He has all power. He can do what is impossible. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation, God can. And I need to trust that. And I need to believe that. Whatever comes to pass, God can give victory over insurmountable odds. Whatever comes to pass, God can calm the storm. Whatever comes to pass, God can make a way when there is no way. God can. No matter what happens, God can. So there's no need for you and I to despair, because God's in control. And God is almighty. Whatever comes to pass, He is the possessor of all power in heaven and in earth. None can defeat His counsels. None can thwart His purpose. So whatever comes to pass, all the strugglings of man and all the strugglings of the demons cannot overturn the purpose of God. Nor can they change the purpose of God. There are no difficulties with God. By the end of this day, you and I may be at our wits' end. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We may be at our wits' end. But there are no difficulties with God. God is never at His wits' end. He's always in control. He's always calm. God's never in a quandary. You and I, in just a matter of minutes, may not know what to do. We may not know which way to turn. We may not know which way to go. But God's not in a quandary. So we know these things. And we need to continually remind ourselves of these things. Whatever comes to pass in the process of time, God is present. God's not absent. He's present. Whatever comes to pass 5 minutes from now, God's already there. Whatever comes to pass tomorrow, God's there right now. Whatever comes to pass a year from now or 100 years from now, doesn't matter. God's already there. And He sees the end from the beginning. He's not absent. We read in Psalm 119 in verse 151, "Thou art near, O Lord." And in the process of time, and whatever comes to pass in the process of time, that's always so. God is near. God is present. He's everywhere present. He's faithful. In the process of time, God loved me when there was no time. And in the process of time, He will continue to love me. God was faithful before there was time. And all through the process of time and beyond the process of time, God will still be faithful and God will still be sufficient. So whatever comes to pass in the process of time does not change God. You see, the Bible tells me that God is the one who never leaves me. He never forsakes me. And no matter what comes to pass in the process of time, that's still true. God's not going to leave me. God's not going to forsake me. God's not going to mislead me. And God's not going to forget me. He's the one that forgives me when I sin. In the process of time, whatever comes to pass, nothing's going to change that. It remains the same. He's the one who picks us up when we fall. He's the one that picks us up when we fail. He's the one who comforts us. He's our shield. He's the one who provides for us. He's the one who carries us when we can't go on our own. And whatever happens in the process of time, none of that changes. So no matter what season we are in, and no matter what season we are about to enter, God is mindful. God is mindful of you and I. So whatever comes to pass, God is everything that the Bible claims Him to be. God is everything that He has always been. He does not change. What we read in Isaiah 43 and verse 3, that He'll be with us all the way, no matter what comes to pass in the process of time, that is so. Whatever comes to pass in the process of time, Jesus Christ is living. Whatever comes to pass in the process of time, Jesus Christ will still be all the fullness of the Godhead. He'll still be everything that you need. He'll still be everything that every lost sinner needs. He'll still be the only mediator between God and man. He'll still be the only Savior of sinners. No matter what comes to pass, nothing will change that. And again, you and I don't know what's going to come to pass, but there are some things we do know. We know that God will remain the same. We know that Jesus Christ will continue to be the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He'll continue to be the great I Am. He'll continue to be the life that we need. He'll continue to be the light that we need. He'll continue to be the one and only way to God. He'll continue to be all of those things all through the process of time. And for you and I that are children of God, Jesus Christ, no matter what comes to pass, He'll continue to be our shepherd. He'll continue to be our feeder, our companion. He'll continue to be the one who provides all of our needs. Nothing's going to change that. No, gas can get up to $15 a gallon, and it might. Who knows? The Lord will still be everything we need. He'll still be everything that He is. Whatever comes to pass, there is no deficiency. In God, there are no defects in Christ. And whatever comes to pass in the process of time, God is worthy of praise. God is worthy of adoration. God is worthy of full obedience and full surrender by you and I. Whatever comes to pass, the child of God is blessed. Whatever comes to pass, you and I that are saved are saved. Whatever comes to pass, I'm a child of God. Whatever comes to pass, my sins are under the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever comes to pass, my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Nothing's going to change that. Nothing can change that. Whatever comes to pass, I'm eternally secured in Christ. Whatever comes to pass, I am loved of God. And I am clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And I have peace with God, and I have grace to help in time of need, and I have victory through Jesus Christ. In the process of time, whatever comes to pass, these things are so. So you and I, though we don't know what's going to come to pass in the process of time, we know these things. Whatever comes to pass is not going to change the fact that Jesus Christ is coming for me. He's coming for His people. And in the process of time, no matter what comes to pass in that process of time, I have an eternal home in heaven. Nothing can change that. Nothing. A glorious day of resurrection is coming. A glorious day of reunion is coming for the child of God. So yes, it's true. We don't know what the process of time holds. We don't even know how much longer time will continue. But we know that God is. And we know that we have been blessed of God, and whatever comes to pass, we are headed for glory. We also know that in the process of time, this book is God's Word. And in the process of time, whatever comes to pass, this is still God's Word. And it is still true. And it will still be our only rule of faith and practice. Whatever laws are passed, we don't know what laws are going to be passed tomorrow. We have no idea. But it will not change the Word of God. And it will not change our standing with Jesus Christ. In the process of time, whatever comes to pass, there are some things that we are to always do, no matter what. No matter what changes may occur in our lives, whether it be changes for the good or for the better, or whether it be changes for what you and I consider the worse, there are things that we are to always do. The process of time does not change what we are to do. What happens in the process of time does not change what you and I are to do. Whatever comes to pass, I am to live. I am to live for Him. I am to go on living for Him. My whole life is to be about Him. No matter what comes to pass, whether we like what comes to pass, doesn't have anything to do with it. We are to live for Him. In the process of time, whatever comes to pass, I am to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing ever changes that. Every single day, every single moment of every single day, I am to seek first the kingdom of God. That is, no matter what comes to pass, I am to keep my priorities right, and that means God is first. No matter what comes to pass, that is so. You see, whatever happens today or whatever happens tomorrow should not change your priorities. Your priorities should be God first. Whatever comes to pass, I am to seek the will of God. Whatever comes to pass, I'm not to seek my will, but His will. That never changes. I am always to do that. Whatever comes to pass, not only am I to seek the will of God, I am to be surrendered to the will of God. Whatever it is that comes to pass. You may have to, by the end of this day, you may have to let go of the dearest person on earth to you. We don't know. Certainly, we hope it's not so. But we don't know. But we have to, even if that's so, we still must live for Him. We still must serve Him. We still must be surrendered to Him. And we must accept the will of the Lord. And we must believe that God is in control. Can we explain it? No. Again, I don't need to. All we need to do is trust Him. Whatever comes to pass, I am to glorify Him. And I am to honor Him. Whatever it is. If in a few hours you have to let go of the dearest person to you, you're to glorify God in it. It doesn't mean you don't have sorrow. It doesn't mean you don't have heartbreak and grief. It means you honor Him. You glorify Him. Just as Job did. Whatever comes to pass, I'm to trust Him. I can't think of anybody or anything more worthy of trust than God. I mean, He's almighty. He can do anything. And I'm to trust Him. No matter what the process of time brings, I am to trust Him. I am to lean upon Him. I am to draw near unto Him. And no matter what comes to pass in the process of time, we need to draw closer to God, whatever it is. Whether it's something that we think is wonderful or whether it's something that we think is terrible. We're to draw near to God. We're to draw closer to the Lord. We're to cleave to Him. We're to follow Him. We're to be steadfast in the truth. So in the process of time, it came to pass. And it came to pass in the process of time. But I love that phrase, and it came to pass. And that's always true. For you and I that are children of God, everything in this life comes to pass. That is, everything in this life is going to end. Now, there may be some things that will come to stay in your process of time. But when the process of time is ended, it's going to pass for the child of God. And it came to pass. You have little children that will eventually come to pass. They will eventually grow. They will no longer be little. It comes to pass. Everything comes to pass. But that's wonderful for the child of God. Because everything for you and I that are saved is going to get better. Oh, it might get worse in the process of time. And I believe it will. But it's all going to get better at the end. Process of time. So always remind yourself, it came, but it came to pass. You and I may be afflicted tomorrow with something dreadful. And we may have to deal with that, the remaining, whatever we have remaining in our process of time. But it's going to pass for the child of God. It's going to pass. If you're here and lost today, you have only one hope, and that's Jesus Christ. He is your only hope today. He came. He lived a perfect life of righteousness. He went to the cross to pay your sin debt. And you need to turn from your sins and turn to Jesus Christ and put your full trust in Him. And every single one of us sitting here today, we're all trusting something. We're all trusting in something. But I want you to know that if you're not trusting in Him, you have a false refuge. You have a false refuge. It will not endure the process of time. And it certainly will not endure eternity. So trust the Lord today. Brother Larry, if